And ECOWAS Trade Negotiation Capacity Building Inter-Institutional Committee meeting has opened in Accra with a call on participants to find ways to overcome obstacles hindering trade between member states. Ghana's Minister of Trade and Industry, Haruna Idrisu, who made the call in a speech read for him, charged participants to also build the capacity of the ECOWAS Commission to negotiate for its members. He noted that with regard to the European Partnership Agreement, Ghana will pursue negotiations alongside other West African countries. This will not make the country lose out on major trade agreements and benefits. Here's a report by Antoinette Abba.
The two-day Inter-Institutional Committee meeting, amongst other things, seeks to analyze trade policies in the sub-region and build capacity in negotiating strategies. It will also coordinate and build consensus on trade-related issues between governments, ministries, private sector, civil society, and major stakeholders in trade. The Director of Multilateral and Regional Trade at Ghana's Ministry of Trade, Nyami Befi, read the minister's speech. He said the institutional committee meeting has been keen in establishing major trade among ECOWAS member states and other continents. Mr. Befi called on participants to deliberate and come up with key trade issues which have regional initiatives in character, notably on how to penetrate into markets in Africa.
I would like to reiterate the importance of the Inter-Institutional Committee in fulfilling advisory role by bringing all stakeholders together to ensure coordination among them. Building the capacity of the committee members will go a long way to empower Ghana in particular and West Africa in general to efficiently and effectively participate and do well in negotiations at different levels to reap maximum benefits from international trade.
The project coordinator of trade negotiation capacity building, Kola Wole Sofola, said the African continent is endowed with rich resources which must be tapped into. He said pragmatic measures must be put in place to increase trade from the current 10% among member states to about 40%.
This is an opportunity to decide together how to build on the achievements and improve the functioning of the IIT. I am sure a key issue for discussion will be how to sustain the functioning of the IIT. As the current phase of the TNTB draws to an end, an independent evaluation of the project will be undertaken with a view to designing the next phase. Based on the achievements of the project,
the Inter-Institutional Committee will discuss topics such as West Africa's signing of the European Partnership Agreement, ECOWAS Common External Tariff, as well as the review of terms of reference of the committee.